KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California. This morning, we are really happy to feature in a live performance James Frehley and company making up Idiot Glee. They have a show tomorrow in Los Angeles and a brand new album that we'll talk about. But first, let's hear them perform Idiot Glee live on KX93.5.
Dropped my hat, you dropped a pen. It was way back then. I felt my love, she poked at me. I don't want anything, it's my own.
That's Idiot Glee, James Frehley, live in studio now on KX93.5. We'll hear one more song and come back, chat more about the new record and the show tomorrow. Want to take it away? One more?
Sure, yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if I can explain it, or even find the words to say it. I think about a shake to my feet, and then I end up down on my knees. I don't. I wish I hadn't made her worry. It's the only time I don't feel right. Oh, I don't feel right. Ooh, I don't. Never tell my friends about it. I am so afraid to break this charm, and thinking in my brain about it, and singing in my head about it. I like to sing a song about it. I don't.
Wow, cinematic music there. James Freely is here. The band is, well, he calls himself Idiot Glee. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's like, I don't know, Sid Barrett and Kevin Ayers had a bastard child, isn't it? Do you like that? Is that okay?
Yeah,
I like that. Is that all right? Ron Sexsmith thrown never, in for good measure.
I never thought about them being like an influence, really, but they're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a boring question, so I suppose who your influence is, but seeing as you sort of bring
it up. Since I brought it up, let me ask my own questions. Well, I mean, you're in the right area, I guess. I just never spent much time on those guys particularly, but I don't know, like a lot of 70s stuff, 60s and 70s psychedelic and pop and rock, like John Cale solo records.
Yeah, very much so.
What is in my mouth?
You got hair in your mouth.
Like Brian Eno's stuff. Yeah. And
Brian Eno's kind of what inspired you to start making music under this project, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. And also, that's like where I got the name. So, yeah.
Brian Eno, if people don't know, invented the cell phone ringtone.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I know he did like the, didn't he do like the startup sound
for
Windows?
Microsoft. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then also did a load of diddle-doo-doo, that's him.
Oh.
That's one of his greatest works, actually. Yeah. Shortest and greatest.
Didn't have any idea about that. Cool.
So the name Idiot Glee comes from something Brian Eno said or wrote. What was it?
Yeah. It comes from a couple places, but I guess the first time I heard it, there's a YouTube interview with him from like 83 or 7 or something. I think it's around the time Taking Tiger Mountain came out, and he's talking about like this like overwhelming sense of joy, kind of like stupid happiness when you're like come up with a good idea writing a song, and I was like, yeah, I feel that all the time. It's cool. I'll take that from you. And also he had like these oblique strategy cards that they used in the studio, which like basically if you were kind of at a dead end and you didn't think, oh, I don't like anything I'm doing right now, you like pull a card out of a stack and it'll say like, you know, stand on your head and play or something, or like play an instrument you've never played before, or, like trying to like experiment.
Yeah.
One of them just said Idiot Glee. I don't know what you're supposed to do with that information, but yeah.
One of the cards said Idiot Glee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So.
And you still feel that joy when you make music, when you write songs?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like probably never going to stop.
Yeah. Well, you write a lot of music. I mean, this most recent album is your fifth release. Is that correct?
I mean, I don't know exactly, honestly.
Yeah, because
I put out like tapes all the time. And CDs and records. It's like the third piece of wax. second full length on vinyl. I don't know. You know, it's like, depends on how you look at it, but yeah.
Right. So you never really slow down with that?
A little bit when I got married. I've slowed down, but like now this is out, so I'm really happy.
How has that changed your lyric writing? Because I think that's probably same for a lot of people. Once you get married, you can't write about a lot of things anymore, can you?
That's totally true. I mean, I'm not like singing about heartbreak, or whatever, like dramatic struggles with a relationship.
Yeah.
And if it seems like I am, it's just like encrypted, and it actually is something else.
Do you have to? If you had to start to sort of code a lot of that, you don't want to air the wife's. No matter what's going on, you don't want to air your dirty laundry.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah,
she'll start to get some weird ideas if I sing really sad songs about relationships. So yeah, I think that especially like because I started writing this before we were married. I think even before we got engaged. So there might be still some like semblance of like distress and like previous relationships, but yeah, after this now, I mean, like already in my head, I'm like, oh, what's my new subject matter? I'm not really sure. Like,
well,
everybody just sings about
dog,
love.
So there's
no. I can totally relate to that. And then you sort of start to maybe become, well, maybe I should tell stories, be a storyteller rather than.
Yeah, and I think that happens anyways. I mean, like on the album, like the song we played first, Evergreen Psycho, like it sounds like a love struggle, but it really was initially just me writing us like a kind of funny cartoony song about like a cactus and an evergreen tree falling in love, and then the evergreen tree cuts the cactus in half because it just wants the water inside of it. At the end, it's like really dark, like grim fairy tale or something, but then people take that song and they're like,
oh,
they're relating to it in so many ways, and that's fine.
Cool. I wonder if that's sort of, I know I hear people say, because anything's possible in the studio these days. You can do anything you want. You don't have to hire a team of bagpipe players. You've got the sound in the box.
And the keyboard or something, yeah.
So those parameters are not there anymore. So people tend to set themselves parameters and say, okay, we're not, no orchestras on this record, you know, mm-hmm. or we're only going to use electric guitars, or we're not going to use fancy sounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. So lyrically, when something happens in your life, like you get married, you've put some sort of restriction on what you can and can't say, but that's just a new set of parameters if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just talking, aren't I? No, that's asking a question.
That's a good point, Jason.
Well, you're totally right, though. I mean, like, with me especially, I used to only record with like a this and a voice and my voice. Like, I didn't.
James is pointing to a very small keyboard.
Oh, right. Yeah, like, which we should point out that he brought in today.
Yeah, it looks like something that should be in a doll's house or something.
Yeah, there were actually some pretty complex moments on that keyboard where you were playing on both hands, and I was waiting for you to miss a note, but you didn't.
Or maybe I did. It's just like I have a lot of effects on it
that I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's really a cute little keyboard. It can
you
do
must
a
have
lot
thin
stuff.
Fingers. I'm not really spent much time looking at them. But
well, I'm a classic pianist since I was classical. I'm a classic pianist. classical pianist since I was like seven. So I guess I know my way
got
around.
The
it. You're right though. I should slip. I do slip sometimes.
I didn't notice, so well done. James Fryley of Idiot Glee in studio. And sir, I didn't catch your name. I want to shout you out. Case? Cool. On acoustic guitar over there.
Guitar,
so.
Yeah.
Well done. And you've got a show tomorrow in L.A. at The Smell. Tell us about that gig.
Yeah, we're playing with Michael Stasis. He's on Arbutus Records, which is a really good Montreal label. And another L.A. group called Arjuna Genome and another group called Cotton Ships. It's actually being brought to you by KXLU. I don't know if you're all familiar with that.
No, we don't know any other radio stations.
What? There's another radio
besides
station?
Besides our own, yeah.
Where?
I had no idea. No.
Yeah, what am I even saying that for? Yeah. Come on.
We don't know a single other one.
That's cool.
And you're out of Lexington, Kentucky, so it's cool to have you all the way here in California. And the new album is out. It's self-titled Idiot Glee. Where would you like people to pick that up at?
I mean, it should be in some shops, but it's also just online on like idiotglee.com. You can find it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else, Chase?
Yeah, is there a lo-fi weird scene in Lexington, Kentucky?
I would say so. Check out Dr. Paul, if whoever's listening.
Yeah.
I mean, he's awesome.
Okay.
And then there's several people like that, yeah, that are doing weird stuff, either on a 4-track or on a laptop, and kind of not super similar, but yeah, there is.
There's some songwriters there that are not doing the usual, because Kentucky, I just think country music, you know.
Yeah, well, more like bluegrass, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some country, too, yeah.
Well, it's nice to hear something cool out of Kentucky that we weren't familiar with.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Idiot Glee, James Fryley, thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely.
And stay in touch, and we'll make sure to keep in the loop about your various releases in the future. Again, a show tomorrow at The Smell in Los Angeles. This is KX 93.5 in Laguna Beach. Yeah.